Bonsoir Karine, nous sommes ici, nous attendons vos semaines. Ah, nous sommes excités. Je crois pas, peut-être ils vont venir bientôt. Je suis ici, j'attends pour qu'ils arrivent. Mais voilà maintenant, moi je viens de te voir, mais my chant éloigné. Ah, Paris est tout prêt. Je suis tardi ce soir, comme nous sommes excités. Bienvenue, vos semaines à Paris. Bon,
get saturated to your palate. and come on and kick it in with your boy Big Bat. All right, y'all, without further ado, let me go ahead and bring my girl Helen, a.k.a. Lucy, a.k.a. Luciana, a.k.a. Miss Lucy, if you nasty. Give it up for my co-host with the most, my girl Helen. What it do, shouting?
And how you always mess my name up? It's Luciana if you nasty. Not Lucy if you nasty. Luciana. You gotta add that Iana on there.
No, listen. I want to get it wrong because I don't want to know. Like, that's for them to know. I don't want to know. So I'm going to keep getting it wrong. I'm not dibbling, dabbling in the pedophile of the Uduwata.
But this nigga here.
Why always got to be extra words?
It ain't no extra words. You just chose to make it extra words. But, you know, continue.
Don't hate me because I'm sexy. Anyway, how was your
it ain't
too how did you spend your fantabulous weekend? Well, shit, really, from Thursday to today, how did you spend your weekend? How was it?
Working on background work, you know, planning, shooting pictures. Also did my weekly trip to the beach, as y'all know I do every week. That's really about it. Just you know, and preparing to get my kids for their spring break. So I went and did a little shopping for them.
Oh.
And yeah.
Speaking of spring break, hold on now. Speaking of spring break, let me tell y'all. South Florida and Florida as a whole, y'all know we do it big. So let's go ahead and get to this. Let's get to three things that Florida has done great this week. You ready? You ready to listen?
Yeah, I'm ready to listen.
So, you know, spring break has kicked off in South Florida. Do you know they had to go back and issue a whole curfew for Miami and South Florida because of all the foolishness that they were doing down there?
Yeah.
Baby, let me tell you something. It is like nothing else when giving people who've had nothing to fucking do with their life an opportunity to show their ass, guess what they're going to do?
They're going to show that ass.
They're going to show their ass. They're going to show their front. They're going to show their titties. They're going to show it all. Because these people have been tired. COVID then took everything they wanted, and now they got to go get it. Helen, be safe. I know you're getting ready to come down back down here with the cheering. Y'all be safe. Y'all go to safe places, okay?
Oh, that's all we doing, safe places. That's it. That's all.
Okay, that means stay in the house. Anything outside the house in Florida is dangerous.
Nah. I know where to go, where not to go. I'm not, you know, my kids, we ain't coming down here to act a fool. We going to go to my regular spots where I go to the beach at and everything else. Mm-mm.
Okay, so now I'm going to say this because, you know, I don't dibble dabble in politics, but I thought this was funny. Now, when we look at 2020, right? The Republican Party acted for a whole year as if they didn't know what the hell was going on with COVID. They act like it was a misnomer. It was a mistake. Well, let me tell you what the great dumbass Governor DeSantis has decided to do next. Because like
oh,
I told you, Republicans act like they don't understand anything. Like it's only a problem when it's a problem to them, right? So Governor DeSantis, and I understand, like I need people to understand, I understand the reason. But like they say, it's hard for you to accept the messenger when they've been doing dumb shit. So Governor DeSantis has now decided that the state of Florida has issued a lawsuit to the federal government to open up all forms of tourism and the cruise industry because they can no longer afford to lose any more money because if you have never been here, cruising and port entry is one of the number one trade commodities for the state of Florida, and they are tired of being broke. They are losing money. They are going bankrupt, and they are tired. So now it is time to slap lawsuits on this new Democratic process because the Republican Party sat around for a year and did nothing. So I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all thought it was bad under Barack, the Republican Party has said that they are going to see if they can make it even worse under Biden. So we're going to see what we get because y'all got Barack, an orange Cheeto, and then y'all got this food. Then y'all got Biden. I mean, I ain't mean to call him a fool, but you know, that's what you got. You know, I don't know how to be nice. All right, let's get into other news, Helen, because I got a good one for you. You ready for this one?
Yeah, let's go.
So, China has a new law for divorces.
Oh, Lord.
China has now said, in order to file for divorce, you now must wait a 30-day cool-down period. Now, I don't know about anybody who's ever been divorced before, but I don't need 30 days to decide if I don't no longer want to be with your ass no more.
That part, because once that decision is made, I'm moonwalking out that door. You have your 30 days by yourself.
First of all, fellas, if you walk in the house, and this is what you hear when you walk in the door, break my heart. If you walk in the house,
say you love me again.
Listen.
Just go ahead and turn around and walk back out.
Go ahead and turn around. Go ahead. If you hear anything by Mary J. Blige, go ahead and turn around.
Turn around, go and get out the door. You better run.
Listen.
If you hear Mary J, you better run out the damn door. Ain't no time around. You best to run.
Listen, run. Listen, you better run. Listen, especially if she start playing anything from. Listen, if you start hearing anything from the Preacher's Wife soundtrack, like.
I got one for you, a good one that always let my ex husband know. Oh yeah, bitch, you done did it this time. Melanie Fiona, It Kills Me. Oh, they hear that.
Oh,
baby. Baby, it's over.
Oh, listen.
Don't say.
I got to be pity. Darren Jackson, if you hear any of the classic breakup songs, just go ahead and put your vehicle in reverse and just go like ride around the city a few more times because you might die in that house, bro. I don't want you to be a victim of circumstances. I don't know your problems, but I ain't trying to be a part of your problems either.
One of our avid listeners said Anita Baker.
It's what?
Anita Baker.
Ooh, yeah. that's another one. Listen, there's another one out there that's on the tip of my tongue.
Tony Braxton, certain Tony Braxton songs too.
Yeah, Tony Braxton. Yeah, boy.
Why you calling me on the phone? Why you not at home on time? Say you're staying over.
It's the remix. She was a friend of mine.
Oh no, baby. No, don't play the Isley Brothers.
Listen, there is enough breakup songs out there, so I'm not playing. Helen, did you hear the earlier show that we did today?
No, I did not. I was actually out.
So for those of you guys who missed the earlier show, I'm not going to give you the actual answer to this statement, but did you know that Cleopatra was the creator of one of the earliest known vibrators?
No,
now,
what is that? I don't even know what that is.
She was the creator of one of the earliest known vibrators. If you know the answer to that question, call in and tell me what did she make the vibrator out of, and we will give away something to you tonight on the show. But the only way that you get to win is you have to call into the show. So the number is 561. Oh, I just gave y'all my number. 563-999-3090. Again, that is 563-999-3090. We're going to be ready to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got my boy D, and we got Black History is World History. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Yeah, I was thinking about you too. I just got one question to ask you, though. What do you have on right now?
T-shirt and my daddy's on.
Providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com.
Before we get into Black history and world history, I want to say this because I know I haven't said it in a while. But y'all, if y'all have not had those teas, the Zeal tea, the cold and flu tea, but there's another one out there too that she has. There's three teas that Yvonne has. If you have not had those teas, all of them are great. They all do something different for your body. So I'm not pushing that just because she is a sponsor. I am a true tea drinker, and I can honestly say if you're looking for a good loose leaf tea, that is a great tea to go play with. Now, let me get into Black history, world history, because this lady right here, I have wanted to do her for quite some time. I'm going to tell you her bio first before I give you her name. She was nicknamed Sassy. She was also nicknamed the Divine One. She won 4 Grammys, including the Lifetime Achievement Award. She was also given the NEA Jazz Masters Award in 1989. Critic Scott Yanow wrote that she had one of the most wondrous voices of the 20th century. She frequently used this song called Send in the Clowns to demonstrate her vocal abilities in live performances. The performances was called a 3-octave tour de force for semi-improvisational pyrotechnics in which the jazz, pop, and orchestrated side of her musical personalities came together and found complete expression. I am speaking about no other than Sarah Louise Vaughan. If you do not know who this woman is, if you've never heard her sing, if you don't know anything about her music, I recommend that you go look this lady up. I recommend that you go listen to her music. I recommend that you go hear her voice. If you are a fan of music, if you are a fan of voices, if you are a fan of people who sing, who absolutely touch your entire soul from its core to its roots, then I recommend that you go listen to Miss Sarah Vaughan. Helen, have you heard of Miss Vaughan before?
I haven't. I don't think I have.
Well, I recommend that you go sit back when you got some time, and I recommend that you go listen to this now deceased pioneer that we had in our musical history. Let's bring in Dwayne, because, you know, Dwayne know music. You know, D know everything. Welcome, D, to the show, y'all. What's going on, Pippin?
Not much, man. How you doing, man?
What's up,
man? Trying to avoid these holes like the plague.
Lord have mercy. And I have not heard of this lady.
What'd you say?
I haven't heard of that lady either.
Hey, sometimes you gotta bring back the old classics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So how was your weekend, Pimple? What you been up to?
Oh, man. Nothing. I really didn't do nothing this weekend, bro.
You see? Y'all old people don't do nothing. Y'all just done got old. All y'all want to do is sit in the house and sit on the front porch and drink coffee.
I ain't say I did that. The only thing I did, I rode around looking for sneakers for my kids all day Saturday. That was it.
What you got 12? Helen, what do you got, 12 kids?
See.
I thought it was 15.
Okay. Well, I mean, shit, you got to go to a few stores. They got different foot sizes and shit.
I got one less than Helen.
Wait, no, the fuck you don't, because I only got 3.
Oh. Helen said she can't wait to be pregnant again next year.
Who the fuck said that? Don't say that.
Ooh, shit.
Crazy.
Listen, you know,
don't speak that bad mouth on me.
Listen, it's gonna be a whole lot of post-STEMI pregnancies.
It's gonna be a whole lot of BAP having another little girl or something, because Helen ain't having no more.
The only babies I'm giving birth to is baby eggs when I crack them open to make an omelet, baby corn when I put it in some something to make some meat. Ain't no more babies coming up out shit around here.
Don't try to pass them off over this motherfucking way.
Helen, you said you wanted triplets.
No, the fuck I did. Don't ever speak that on me.
Hey, Dwayne, she was over there talking about rain down on me.
It can rain on me. As long as it don't rain in me, we good. We good.
All right, let me stop there, Kenneth. All right, guys, I got a question. This is what I want to know. We don't have that. We got a few minutes before we get to a commercial break. So here's what I want to know. If you can bring back any entertainer that is now deceased, what is one entertainer, it can be music, it can be movies, it can be whatever, what entertainer would you love to see perform one last time and why?
Fuck, that's hard, bruh. Do you know how many names just ran through my head when you say if you could bring back one entertainer? I'm like, goddamn, hold on, I got 50. Damn. Can we pick two?
Me personally, I can't say I would like to because it would change the order of things. So I can't say yes or no or anything.
What?
It'll change the order of things. If I was to pick a person that I would want to, let's say Tupac. Let's just say we go with Tupac. A lot of these rappers and a lot of these poets, it'll throw things off. You know what I'm saying?
World will be different. Yeah, because
it'd be
a lot of rappers who can't put out CDs because Pac would still be talking shit to this day.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm just saying like on that kind of level. So
yeah, I feel you there because Pac as a rapper was laid back as long as you let him do what he was supposed to do. But if Pac even felt like you might have dissed him a little bit, he coming after everybody. I love my phone, so all your kids don't grow.
Hey, I just said that. Don't do that.
Listen, he said Pac. Come on, man. Pac, listen, anytime you start off with a song with "That's Why I Fucked Your Bitch," you don't give no fuck.
Yo, that is mad disrespectful, dog. Like, yo, hold on, nigga. Like, you got to square the fuck up off this one.
Technically, that is one of the most disrespectful. that song is between that song
and No Vaseline. I gotta say, are probably two of the hardest diss tracks of all time.
Yeah, I like No Vaseline, but it's still like that one. I gotta go with No Vaseline because No Vaseline, that motherfucker started. He started telling Juki. He started talking about yellow. He started going in. I ain't gonna stop.
Like, I ain't gonna lie. Listen, between those two, it's always a toss up because depending upon the level of anger that I'm in for the day, it's either one of those songs to me as the most disrespectful diss tracks of all time.
Yeah. So who was the person that you would pick? Oh my God.
So Helen, give me one artist you would love to see come back.
Man.
Dang. Just one, man.
That's hard. Give me Michael Jackson, babe. That's who I want.
that's another person who came out. The one thing I did like about Michael, though, Michael Jackson, he did so much behind-the-scenes work helping so many younger artists. Like, people don't give him credit for how many people he actually spent time doing vocals, songwriting, and things of that nature. So, big up to Michael Jackson, man. If you haven't looked at his memoirs and everything he did, that's crazy. The production manager picked Whitney Houston. First of all, that voice is timeless. I'm sorry, I think she would have hurt a lot of people. But I'm going to go with who I always said that I think that had she not died, that she absolutely would have changed the way R&B is viewed today, and that is going to be my girl, Aaliyah.
Yep, Aaliyah. I already knew it. That was one of my tops.
I don't care what nobody say, like Tupac, I feel like if Aaliyah and Lesta, had those two young ladies not died, I don't think the female entertainment game would be where it is today. I think it would be totally different, but that's my opinion.
I agree.
All right, guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, y'all know what segment we about to get into. It's what day it is. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I rock the party that rocks your body. I rock the party that rocks your body. Let's go.
Yeah. the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. So what's your status? I be the baddest. Be the hit the scene since the gangster lean. I'm more in. So what you got to say? I hope you're bubbling it, baby. Now bubbling it my way. Let it rain. Ain't no sort up in the game. Still want you to stand. Ain't a thing changed. Instead of knocking boots, we be kicking down Gore-Tex. Except it ain't raw sex. Roughnecks. Throw your hands in the air. Let me hear you say, oh yeah. Trust you, me, I blow up shop. About to blow the roof right off of hip-hop. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body.
I'm the M-I-S-S, your best, best. From V-A-A, and I'll be all day. Puff Daddy be my pal when I hee-hee.
Yeah.
I took your number one spot, I don't skip, then I hop. I'm so hot, so you can't forget me, not to the yes, yes, y'all. I'ma take a pause, cause I be feeling myself like I was T-Boss. Puff Daddy make em. The L-Y-T to the E make em scream. And I'ma show enough be the boss on this team. So all you MCs, how Mr. makes it green.
I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body.
That's
me, complicated rap star, meet like DMC. You see, I'm on to your baby and your mechanism. How you hit it when you're in it so hot to keep it sizzling. No ooh-ah, she ooh, and all of that too. Keep me in the waters of Kalamazoo. Who you come in with when you pop the ass? I leave the boys alone, tell her you won't be back. I got the cheese, baby, my set is better. I got that milk so that I'm a redder. Trust you, me, I'll blow up shop. Have a little nick calling the cops, watch. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body. I rock the party that rocks the body. You rock the party that rocks the body, body, body. I rock.
Big Bath and Friends is brought to you by SCB Catering, where you want to put our meat in your mouth. If you desire your beef to be tender and sweet or your pork to be juicy with heat, SCB Catering will plate your food and your friends will watch and your haters will hate. So come to the house where the party in your mouth wings reside. All right, guys, let's get to what day it is. Hell, you don't sound excited today.
No, I didn't go. I just got unmuted. I couldn't say nothing.
Oh, okay. Let's do it again. Let's get ready for what day it is.
Day girl.
Yeah, she'll do it. She ain't on my team today. Let's do. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know she be acting up, man. You know she be acting funny.
Yeah, she. Listen, she about to go home.
Don't start y'all shit.
Listen, she finna go home and see her kids. Listen, she finna go home and be so disrespectful. Cause you know when people go to a new city when they come back home, they act like you know they act bad and bougie. bitch, I live in South Florida now, bitch.
You stupid.
Hey, how Millie Jackson say? You bitches.
You.
All right, y'all, let's get into what day it is. Okay, today, for all you people who are counting these, today is National Triglycerides Day. I don't understand how this is even a fucking day. Who thought about this? Like, I keep telling y'all, I don't come up with some of these days. This be the shit that they fabricate, okay? bro, I don't even... Like, Dwayne, come on, bro. Who the fuck came up with a day, triglycerides day? Come on,
I
man.
I don't know.
Who come up with a day for one left testicle day? Like, one left testicle day is going to be March 28th.
It's probably one. It's probably already day. It's a day.
You know what?
You know what? I'm about to Google it now. What?
But, hey, if there's a one left testicle day, I'm done. I'm over. I'm floored. I'm beside myself. All right,
keep going. I'll keep you. I'm about to book it up now.
Okay, we also have National Black Forest Cake Day. I don't know why when y'all come up with chocolate cakes that y'all have to come up with all this other shit. Chocolate is rich enough by itself. We don't need all that extra sugar with chocolate. Just keep it chocolate. Like, sorry. Okay. Today is also National Something on a Stick Day. So you can have a corn dog, a pig on a stick, a chicken on a stick, a stick on a
My
stick.
My mind went left.
What?
My mind went left.
Helen, chicken on a stick. She done been in the 305 too long, baby. Get on the stick. Hey, well, listen.
Wait, hold on. Just found it. I think they wrote it into National Testicle Day. So, and it's the first Tuesday in April.
Oh, hell no. I'm glad we ain't got no show that day. Shit.
Well, thank God we ain't got no shows on Tuesday.
That's National Testicle Day.
y'all would go find that. Listen, of all the things that y'all have decided to find on this show, y'all would go find National Testicle Day.
You have you said National Lube Day. You just didn't say it that way. You didn't say it that way, but that's what it was. All
right, so let's get into these. I only want to play no more. Let's get into these last couple of days, right? All right, so we also have Earth Hour. So if any of you guys paid attention today was Earth Hour. So from 8:30 to right now, you were supposed to turn off your lights and all the power in your house for an hour so we can preserve power to the earth. I don't know what the fuck that got to do with anything, but whatever. And then today at 2:48 p.m., we had a full moon today that hit the sky at 2:48 p.m. And today is also Palm Sunday. I wanted to get all those out of the way because I know with this next one, the last day that I'm about to say for the people out there of America and all over the world, they highly celebrate this day. The crowd is probably going wild in the background already in anticipation and in celebratory acts of this day. Give it up for National Weed Appreciation Day.
Okay. I can get you with that one.
So if you are a weed smoker, and you are listening to the sound of my voice, and you are somewhere where it's legal, where you won't get fired from your job.
Wait a minute. Just because it's legal in your state, that does not mean if you got a job that requires you to take a piss test, if you can
I said, if it won't get you fired from your job, and you are somewhere that is legal, then
just
go ahead and
like
smoke
I just
up
said,
get,
though.
Listen.
Just because it's legal in your state,
fixing,
that don't mean that you can smoke, though.
We're fixing it then, because I want them to be legal. I don't want them to lose their job, and I don't want them to lose their federal benefits. So if you got all those things that you're entitled to, don't do what I'm about to say. But if you don't give no fucks about what's going on in your life and you can do it, toke up and take a selfie and share it to our Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever account that you have access to for the BJ Roundtable and share your toke of National Weed Appreciation Day or post a picture of your weed and tell us the name of what version of weed that you got. If you got death two times over, just post it and call it death two times over. I just don't want none. You keep that shit to yourself. These niggas be cuffed. They be coming up with names for weed. Like, oh, this This is all the way to the beginning of the Bahamas that left the main Delaware ship of yesterday, November. Like, nigga, don't nobody want to hit that.
I don't know. I don't
know. One called COVID.
Don't nobody want that. All right, so let's get into birthdays. So we have a few birthdays that have taken place this week. So let's see. We have Reba McEntire.
Hey.
We have Reba McEntire. That's my boo. Y'all know that's my little redhead love. So we're going to go ahead and love on her. Her birthday is today. Also,
I'm going to step out.
Also, and then also we have Byron Scott's birthday, played in the NBA. If you don't know who that is, whatever. All right.
Hell of a coach.
I think he's gotten the raw deal a couple of times where he should have still been in a certain place, but I ain't going to say nothing about that. That's just my opinion.
It's called the money right and exposure.
Yeah. Hey, we already know they get what they want. All right.
Yeah.
We also had birthdays earlier this week on the 25th. We had Aretha Franklin. If you haven't seen her biopic, go look at it. I haven't seen it. So if you haven't seen her biopic, please go check it out. Big Sean's birthday
come out yet?
Was on the 25th.
I was wondering, did that come out yet?
I've heard it from y'all. I've been seeing a lot of reviews from it, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Okay. I'll probably look at it for on HBO Max or something.
Okay. We also have Lark Voorhees' birthday today on the 25th. We have Diana Ross was on the 26th. And then we also have Mariah Carey that was on the 27th. And then we also have Kelly. I'm not even going to fuck up her middle name. Williams Jackson, born 1976, a.k.a. Laura Winslow from Family Matters, if you don't know who that is. All right? So I think I got everybody covered. We are getting ready to take our next commercial break. And when we come back out of this, we're going to hear Helen act like she know how to read her commercial with some energy or some love, or we're not going to talk to her for like 2 days.
You know what? I hang up.
Get it on the stick.
I like it right here.
Come here, shorty. Back it up right over here. Back it up right over here. Right here.
Your hips, your thighs, your lips, your eyes. crazy. Girl, can we go half on a baby? You got me wondering who's that lady?
Lady. Your hips, your body, your lips, your eyes.
You
know I like the way you
feel the move your body. So soft and so gentle.
Welcome to heaven on earth, where you will leave looking good, feeling good, and smelling good, from your dreamy eyes and succulent lips down to your naturally glowing skin, handmade with natural products to enhance your beauty and nourish your skin. It's time to love on you and unleash your inner goddess. Shop fallenangelcosmetics.com so you too can get the looking good, feeling good, and smelling good. So, fellas, as I'm scrolling Facebook earlier, y'all, I come across a post. Somebody posted and said, "Where my future wife at?" And here is the comment that was dropped below. "Sucking dick for $40. Don't worry, she's coming king." Bruh,
oh,
when I say I hollered.
Oh, bitch.
I hollered. Well, I'm serious off that one. But We gonna do a little something different today. I ain't got no topics to talk about, so we gonna do a little game of would you rather. So, fellas, would you rather get spit on by a llama or pooped on by a cow?
What?
Look, don't judge me. I didn't come up with these. So it says, would you rather get spit on by a llama?
There ain't even no good option in that.
That's right. The point of it. You got to choose one.
Oh, fuck you, bro. You're going to have to give me something that's at least, I got to at least have a decent option. That's like saying, that's like saying, do you want the ugliest girl on the block or do you want the second ugliest girl on the block?
Look, I didn't write them. So let's go. Come on now. Where y'all at? Llama or cat? Which one?
Okay, what the llama doing?
It's spitting on you.
It's sitting on me. And what the cow
spit.
Doing?
S-P-I-T. The llama going to spit.
And the cow going to do what?
It's going to take a shit on you.
Nah, let me go ahead and get this 45 revolver.
Man, okay, fine. Then. Let's see. Would you rather use a stranger's toothbrush to brush your teeth or another person's used tissue to blow your nose?
Helen, if you don't give me some shit black folks can play with.
Look, I didn't come up with these. It's a book. It's a book.
Well, listen.
Come on now.
No, Helen, ain't no black person checking either one of them answers.
Okay, here go an easier one. Would you rather have control over when it rains or when it snows?
Snow.
Yeah, I take snow. I'd rather be in control of snow because that bitch ain't never coming if I'm in control.
Y'all so booty.
I don't care. I don't mind it. The only thing is just when I got shit to do, I just rather it not snow.
Listen, snow will fuck up your whole day if you got some shit to do, especially if it's too much.
Y'all. Hey, I agree, though. I'm going to control the snow because I don't like the cold. So, I ain't want it.
Would you rather have the ability to be invisible whenever you choose or the power to make other people disappear at your command?
Invisibility.
I agree. I'm saying invisibility, too. Because, baby, I'm
going to jump on the plane when I want.
There it goes.
I'll be wherever I want to be.
Now, I'm gonna say make people disappear. And the reason why I'm gonna say make people disappear is because of who my daughter is.
See, what we not about to do is do her.
Man.
So, would you rather be able to shoot lightning out of your fingertips or create hurricane force winds with your mind?
I'll probably achieve that because I'll be doing some dumb shit with my finger with the lightning. Yeah.
I'm
picking lightning because the minute somebody pissed me off, I'm zapping them in the ass.
Y'all just mean. Let
somebody cut me off in traffic.
She'll be over there using her lightning fingers for some other shit. Don't let her fool you.
Yo, I got a question. How would that work if you wanted to please yourself and then you hit your finger wrong and that bitch go off?
Why would you even think about something like that?
Because it's always the possibility, so I'm going to have to go with create the winds with my mind. I had to think about some shit. I had to reevaluate my life.
What would you rather do next? Would you rather run through acid or would you rather run through boiling water? Bitch, neither.
Look, it ain't me. It's the book.
What's the name of this book you got?
It's called Would You Rather Make You Think Edition. And I told them, I said, I got this book. And so on my segment, I'm going to start reading little things out of the book and we going to choose. And these things is hilarious. This is my first time opening the book, and I'm over here weak.
Helen, I disagree.
Hmm?
I disagree with your book in every way. You're gonna have to give me at least one. You have to give me at least one item out that book that I feel that you feel like I might.
Okay, I got one. I got one. Would you rather work as a rodeo clown or as a lion tamer at the circus?
First of all,
either way,
clowns are fucking scary, bro.
For one,
I don't know if people know this, but clowns actually scare the shit out of children. Clowns
now,
have
let's
fucked
put it
up
like
shit.
This. They both at the circus, so you chilling there. Would I rather deal with the lions or just be out there doing random shit? I don't know, man.
Well, no, the rodeo clown get chased by the bull.
Oh, you said rodeo clown.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See?
Oh, no. I'll do the rodeo clown. You want to know why? I can tell you why. Because the bull was already done fucked up to whoever he was already fucked up. So I just got to run past and then jump in the barrel.
That's it. Trying to help nobody, nigga. All I got to do is run past, really.
That's basically what they do.
Until they get caught.
What the rodeo clown do?
Until they get caught.
Who said I'm getting caught? What? Now,
ain't no black person about to get caught. We get super speed when
now,
something
what? This is one thing. A lion never missed scratching your ass. I tell you that. They 100 for 100 will hit your ass with that paw. They ain't playing. Go ahead, crack a whip in front of Orion if you want. Just be that day. That Orion saying, you know what, I ain't got time for this shit today. I'm taking my anger out. I'm fucking everybody up. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I'm just saying, it's the truth. That's why I'll be a rodeo clown. I think it's a game.
Yeah. The production manager said the lion gonna slap the shit out of you.
I'm not playing with y'all, man. Okay, Helen, give us one more. I think we got time for one more good one.
We got one more. Let me find it.
Pick a good one, though.
A good one. Let's see. Would you rather? Be an Olympic bobsledder or a sword swallower?
Oh, that's easy, bitch. We're going to go down that bobsledder. I don't give a fuck if that bitch is one person, two people, 80 people. We going down that bitch. Listen, I'm sorry. We going to have to figure out how to break and learn on the fly, but bitch, you are not going to put a sword down my throat. First of all, I'm not a woman. My gas reflexes is horrible. I choke off of eating food the wrong way. You got me fucked up. I don't even understand how women take dick to the back of their throat like that. And you talking about putting the whole sword down that bitch? Fuck you.
Oh my God, I'm weak.
Yeah, I'm gonna take Bob's name, bro.
I'm going to let it right now.
Bruh, listen,
yeah.
Jamaica got a bobsled team.
Right.
What's that? Y'all got me. Helen, I don't even like you no more. All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these raffles and things that we get ready to get into over the next few shows. So come back and join us right after this quick commercial break.
Make it in. in here and lay her on a pillow. Yeah. Prime up behind her and cram all of it in a rod of hand like a bicycle. Hold right there. When I move, you move. Chicka, just like that. Just show your ass fat. Got the 26 inch rims on a Cadillac. Like Spinners sitting on a 67. Had a car show. Bumping for a master flick. Hey, that bitch getting here that I can't have. All I gotta do is tell a hoe who I am. Pull her to the side, get away from them. Doom, doom, doom.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Ooh, Jesus. So I have to do a retirement ceremony today. For those of you guys who, if you guys are fans of Will Ferrell and you remember his basketball movie that he did, he had a phrase in there called ELE, Everybody Love Everybody. So the production manager told me that I officially have to retire that phrase. I'm no longer allowed to say it. So on tonight's show, tonight is the last time that we will be saying ELE to everybody. All right. Before we move on to the next segment, we have a caller that has called in from the 404. So let's see what we got going on from the 404. Caller, you are on with Big Back and Friends.
Hey, what's going on?
What to do? Who this is?
Oh, this DJ.
Huh?
It's my name DJ.
Your name DJ? Where you from, DJ?
Yeah. I'm from Atlanta.
Oh, hell. Listen, you from... Because you from Atlanta, where niggas could be holding a bitch's hand and he'll still go up to her and holler at her.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, hey, listen, Atlanta niggas is disrespectful. They don't care. You could be in mid-stroke. They'll tap on your shoulder. Hey, bro, can I get next?
Oh, my God. That's a fact. I'm just saying. I've actually seen it.
That's
bad.
Oh, my damn.
I told y'all I ain't making this shit up. I'll be around the world, man. I just see some shit. Call from the 404. What can we do for you tonight, player?
Man, I've been trying to call in for the longest to answer your question, and I kept getting the phone call every time I tried to call in. Yeah, asked
well,
a question earlier about, the question was about the vibrator.
Vibrator.
Yeah.
So what's the answer to the question?
She used beads.
She used beads and what else?
I don't know what to call it. I think the technical word is a god, some crap like that. I don't not pronouncing it right or whatever. But I know basically she used a penis shaped device filled with beads. And the buzzer from the bees called it to vibrate.
Sir, you know what? Make sure when you get off, I'm going to give you the content. And stay on the line when we get done. You are the winner for tonight. And since we've been waiting to get a caller in to call in to do anything, I'm actually going to give away our biggest gift card that we have tonight. So we have a $50 gift card to whatever restaurant it is that's on that card. My production manager is going to get some information from you. So stay on the line after we go on break. She's going to get some information from you so we can get that card sent to you. So congratulations for being the first winner of our raffle contest on this show.
Go, DJ. That's my DJ.
Go, DJ. That's my DJ.
I'm a fat boy.
Go,
I'm
DJ. That's my... What'd you say, Tiffany?
I said I'm a fat boy.
Fat
I love
dude,
to eat.
He love to eat.
Yeah,
okay.
And my medication causes me to have sporadic moments of hunger.
Hey, listen, I'm a fat boy at heart. Like, look, I made some ribs today. I was feeling good about myself, man. Black folks, listen. There's two things that you can do for a black man or a black woman that you can get them excited. You can either feed them or you can leave them the fuck alone.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
All right, DJ, man, I appreciate your support and your love, man. We're going to get back to the rest of this show, but thank you for calling in, and thank you for being our winner tonight.
So, no.
All right, guys. So let's get into the details of this raffle that we're gonna be starting to do now. So me and Helen, DJ, go to DJ's roundtable and inbox our production manager so she can get you taken care of because the call dropped. I want to make sure he get his card. If anybody knows him or if he's listening, please make sure you inbox DJ's roundtable so the production manager can get you what you need to get. So Helen, tell the people about the raffle because you are the one who came up with the idea. You worked it out, so I want to make sure that you get credit for what you said. We're gonna do that. We're gonna do that. We did that. We done.
Okay, so pretty much the raffle will start on Wednesday, and how we're going to do it, once the promotion post, it'll come out tomorrow. We are raffling off gift cards, a bike, a video game for Nintendo DS, a gift basket from myself here at Fallen Angel Cosmetics that includes three lip glosses, three lip scrubs, a sugar scrub, a set of lashes, and a bath salt as well, amongst other things as they come in. So you have till on show day, you have until 6 p.m. to enter the raffle. Once you have entered, you will enter with your name and your social media handles. That way we can tag you. I will go live about 7 o'clock just to tally up and get everybody into the wheel. I will go live, spin the wheel. And after that, I will tag whoever the winner is, and you will have to call into the show at 9 p.m. to claim your gift. If you do not call in, we move on to this. And it'll restart Wednesday night after the show ends. The raffle will restart for the show on Friday.
So for those of y'all who didn't understand it, I'm going to repeat it. I'm going to say it very clearly, very loudly, and very boldly so y'all can hear it. The day of the raffle, we will open up where you can call in or where you can cash app in to be able to enter into the raffle. What did we say the amount was that they could do?
Five.
So it's a $5 cash app entry to the raffle. But every single show, we will be giving away something. And so if you don't enter the raffle, you won't be able to win. Like she already said, we got several things already. We got a gift basket totaled at about $20-$30. We have a bicycle that's brand new totaled at over $100. We just gave away a $50 gift card. We have Starbucks cards. We have Dunkin' Donuts cards. We have video games. We get all types of stuff. There's no telling what we're going to give away each show. But in order to get into the raffle, you must play each day. All monies and proceeds that are received during that show, we will take that money and we will get more things to raffle off later in the year. And when we do live events and live shows, that will also be coming later in the year. So again, the day of the show, once the raffle thing opens up, you can start sending in nominations to be raffled. At 6 p.m., all raffle donations ceased at that point. We total up the names. We write those names and your social media handle on social media. Helen will start tagging those around 7 o'clock. At 9 o'clock, from the start of the show to the end of the show, in order to claim your prize, you must call into the show, 563-999-3090, to claim your prize. That will be on shows on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. We don't always do a Friday show, so we will let you know in advance about Friday. Any questions, reach out to the production manager. She can help you get anything better understood. On the flyer, also, we'll have the Cash App that you will be able to Cash App to. And all information will either go through Helen or the production manager, because I don't want to talk to none of y'all, because your breath smell like bad paper.
Oh, my God. Somebody get him. Mute him.
Don't be muting me. Don't be muting me. So, DJ, make sure you reach out. So for this, for the gift card that we just gave away, it was a $50 gift card. You can use it, go to Olive Garden, Longhorn Steakhouse, Cheddar's, Yard House, Bahama Breeze, or some other place on here that I can't see all that clearly, and I don't know what. Listen, I don't even go to none of these
That's
restaurants.
I'm just playing.
Okay, because I don't know about all them places. All right, y'all. We are getting ready to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to have our segment, Black People Are Dope. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Get money, come with different line, it's real tonight.
listen, I didn't know how important that song was. My inbox
Baby.
Blew up. Oh, my God, let that whole song play. About four of y'all hit me all at the same time. That's my favorite song. So I did not know. I mean, I know I love Janet Jackson and Michael Jackson, but God dang, bro, y'all calm down.
That's my song.
God dang,
that
bro.
Is my song. Y'all see, I put that in all caps.
Oh, you wouldn't, trust me, you wouldn't know the one. We got Jade in El Paso, Texas, who said it. We got somebody else in California who said it. And we got a person out of Detroit, Michigan who said it. So apparently that song is still highly popular, and I'm not mad at y'all.
Yes.
But goodness, y'all, I'm not even in control of the music. Y'all can stop yelling at me. they done got in my inbox. Serious, like, you better let that whole song play. I'm sorry.
That song there, boy, you feel that one now.
Jesus, Lord. Okay, Michael. Long rest of bed, you know. Jeez, God damn, boy. Y'all got emotional.
Yes.
Okay. I appreciate y'all. Y'all ain't got to be disrespectful. Oh, real quick, though, before we get into Black People and Dope, man, shout out to all the people who are listening tonight. Shout out to the long listeners. Shout out to the new listeners. We got a few new listeners tonight. Shout out to Stephanie and her husband for listening tonight. Shout out to Helen's whole gaming crew. Y'all be listening. Shout out to Wooden Hideaway in Midland, Tennessee. You guys have been awesome. Midland, Texas, I'm sorry. Shout out to all of our listeners up and down the Eastern Seaboard, our Midwest listeners, our Ohio, Chicago listeners. Thank you guys for listening to our Tennessee and Kentucky listeners, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma listeners, California, Washington State, man. Those of you who I know listen, shout out to our listeners in Germany. Shout out to our listeners in Qatar. We have a couple of listeners in Kuwait City. Shout out to our listeners. We have four listeners that I know listen to regularly out of Pakistan and Istanbul. Shout out to our listeners in England, and shout out to our listeners in Australia. We thank you guys. We see the numbers. We see the love. We see the messages. I just wanted to tell you guys, thank you so much for the support that y'all have been giving us around the United States and around the globe. So now we get into one of my favorite segments. And this segment is Black People Are Dope. I'm going to let Helen go first because I know Dwayne probably ain't ready, so it'll give him time to get his person, and then I'll go third.
Okay, so for my Black People Are Dope, I'm going to go with someone that I recently met. I think it was around the end of last year, and this person, she's made a huge change in my life with what she does. I'm going to have to go with my girl Tanya Lewis from Motivation Magnified, because what she is doing for the Black community is absolutely amazing and should not go unnoticed. So if y'all haven't checked her out, go check her out. It's time for us as Black folks to heal, man. And I promise you, the growth you will see just from going through her group therapy will be nothing short of amazing. So I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to give her flowers because she does her thing.
Shout out to Miss Lewis. She is all the way in Tampa this weekend. She went out there to go. Her sister, her mom, both her grandmothers. It is four generations of ladies under one roof. They went and did a family picture today. It was absolutely beautiful. So shout out to them. That's goals to see whole families come together and do things like that. So shout out to that, and they accomplished some goals. Her sister accomplished some major life goals. I'm not going to put it out there because it's not my business to tell, but if you know them personally, reach out, ask what the goals are. If they want to share, they will. It was shared with me, but when I tell you, I'm proud to see Black people doing things that some people have told us were not accomplishable. So shout out to the whole Lewis family, tribe, and their extended family. D, you up? Who you got tonight, player?
Myself.
Huh?
Myself. I'm the dopest person I know.
Okay. Give it up to me, man, the dopest person he knows.
I'm just saying.
Boy, boo.
I don't know. Oh, see, look, there you go. This is why I'm the dopest person I know, because of people like Helen remind me every second of the day.
Wait a minute now. Don't be hitting
with
me with the people like Helen.
So much hate. So much hate, you know.
You know what? I'm going to take all my likes and comments back. What's this? I'm going to take all my shit back.
You've been commenting on your shit the whole time we've been out.
All right, I'm gonna do my black person is dope. I am going to attempt, because I know by the time I get about halfway through this, y'all are going to know exactly who it is that I'm talking about. I'm not going to say halfway. By the time I get done with the first paragraph and I start reading the second paragraph, y'all going to know exactly who I'm talking about. But I think that this was, I was talking with the production manager the other day, and I feel like what this lady has done in black culture in the last 20, 30 years, what she has represented in black culture, in American culture, not just black culture, but what she has represented in American culture, hands down, she deserves her flowers while she's here. And I want to make sure that she gets her flowers. Let me read you a little bit about this young lady. She is an American actress and director. She is the recipient of several awards, including an Academy Award, a Golden Globe Award, 4 Acting Primetime Emmy Awards, and most of all, an African American Performance Award from Time Magazine. And she's one of the most 100 most influential people in the world in 2019. She first gained attention for her role as Brenda Jenkins in the television series 227. From 1985 to 1990, notable roles follow in films such as Friday in 1995, Jerry Maguire in 1996, and on the crime television series Southland from 2009 to 2013. In 2015 to 2017, she starred in an ABC anthology series, American Crime, for which she won 2 Primetime Emmy Awards. And in 2018, she starred in the Netflix miniseries 7 Seconds, for which she won her 3rd Emmy Award. Her role as a troubled mother in the 2018 film If Beale Street Could Talk won her an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress and a Golden Globe Award for Best Supporting Actress. Her 4th Emmy Award for starring in the 2019 superhero television show Watchmen. She has also played the supporting role in Boys in the Hood in 1991, Poetic Justice in 1993, Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde in 2003, Ray in 2004, Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous in 2005, and her other roles included drama series The Leftover from 2015 to 17, and she's also appeared on the sitcom Big Bang Theory from 2013 to 2019. She has also directed episodes of several television shows, including Scandal in 2015 and 2016. This is Us in 2017, and she's also directed music videos in 2010. Song Finding My Way Back by Jaheim. I love that goddamn song. I didn't know she did that video. Jesus. And I love that. That whole album was banging, but that song, I love it. Her future film directorial debut was the drama One Night in Miami in 2020, for which she was nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Director at the 78th Golden Globe Awards. She became the second black woman to be nominated for a Golden Globe Award for Best Director. I am talking about none other than Regina Renee King. Y'all get that woman her flowers while she's alive, because I ain't even go, like I said, that's a snippet. That is not all of the work that she's done. That's not counting That's not counting her cartoon work. That's not counting her voiceovers. That's not counting all the other roles that she's done, from being a mentor, a mentee, from just being someone that other people can go in, from helping young directors and young female young directors get roles and get action and doing different things. Man, give it up, because that woman is dope, and I love her, and I love everything that she has stood for since she has come on the scene in the 80s, and I do not want to wait till this lady is dead for me and this show to give her recognition. So Regina King, from my heart to your heart, I love you, sis. Continue your good work, and hopefully one day we'll see you on the Big Back and Friends show. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back right after this. Cosmetics, a few of our other sponsors and businesses, Book Eddie Green, Beyond Sexy Lingerie, Dope Chick Apparel Company. We will be landing in and descending upon Houston, Texas, December 10th and December 11th. We are coming with the ugly, ugly, sexy, naughty lingerie party. So get ready. We will be in Houston, Texas, December 10th and 11th. Get ready. And guest performance by your boy Focus. On this Wednesday, we will have Carmel Vixen, a.k.a. Danielle Lachey. She will be right here live on Big Bap and Friends Wednesday to tell y'all about what we're going to be doing in Houston. We're going to be unveiling a lot of stuff about the Houston show coming up over the next few months. Tickets go on sale for the general public May 1st. They will be on www.fallenangelcosmetics.com website. They will also be on Eventbrite, and we'll list all the other places where you can get your tickets in advance. We will probably have no tickets sold at the door that week or that weekend of the event, so please make sure you get your tickets in advance. So with that being said, without further ado, y'all know what time we come to. It is what we do every night. We give you guys the word of the day. Now, since we let him go last on everything, we're going to let him go first, since he's the greatest to ever do it that did it since been doing it. D, give the people a word.
Hey, if you got to stand for something, man, because I think I'm about to end up not buying Nikes anymore until they explain that bullshit that they just pulled out, that they just rolled out with that fuck shit. So stand for something.
What just happened?
You didn't see all the posts about the shoes? We gonna save that for Wednesday show.
Right, but yeah.
Just save that for Wednesday
stand
show.
For we gonna stand for something, man. Let's really stand for something. Let's go find a new brand. Let's drive up Adidas or something like that, man. Let's take the money out of motherfucking
niggas ain't leaving alone. They ain't gonna do it.
I understand it, man, but it's gotta happen. That's my
okay. I don't know what happened. I wasn't there.
I will send it to you. Well,
okay.
I will send it to the group.
Well,
I can find
it.
You
give
the video
word of the day, Pimpin.
Yeah, the video is on my page.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Give them a word of the day, Pimpin.
It's Helen.
Oh, my bad. Hey, to be honest, I just want to expand on what Bap said. I have a live up on my business Instagram page going over details of not only the raffle, but the December event as well. So be sure to go check it out. Y'all love on each other, and y'all have a good night.
Guys, I sit back every single show, and sometimes I write what I want to talk about, and other times I talk about what I want to talk about. And tonight I didn't write. And the reason why I didn't write is because I want to say this, and I don't want to say this as a pre-written statement. I want to say it as something that I want you guys to believe in and I want you to take to heart. It is so easy to dismiss other people. That is the easiest thing to do, is to dismiss and discredit someone. But if I could ask you to do anything tomorrow when you get up, on Monday, when you go out and you start your work day, your week, and you go out, I want you to find one person, and I want you to not ignore them. I want you to not dismiss them. I want you to not do anything, but the first person who comes in contact with you, who gives you conversation, engage them. Actually care. Actually listen and actually comprehend what it is that they're saying. You don't necessarily have to respond if they don't need a response. Some statements don't require a response, but people do require acknowledgement. One of the biggest things that I've noticed in people is sometimes people just want to be heard. And it took me realizing that even as a husband and even as a spouse, we sometimes get it wrong. And I say that because today was one of the few days in my life that I actually took the time to listen to someone else. And one of the greatest things that I can say is I am not only proud of the team that I have around me, but I'm proud of those who have taken the time to bless me with their wisdom. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you for educating me. And thank you for caring about me enough to take the time to give me positive encouragement and reinforcement about who I am and what I'm capable of being. And I hope that I've done the same thing in your life. And if I haven't, please let me know so I can do that, because everyone deserves someone who will listen, encourage, and love. So on that note, I'll holla, and we'll see you guys back right here on Wednesday. Good night. I'll holla.
I like you, Ronnie.
Come here, shorty. Back it up right over here. Back it up.